Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to your new Jackrabbit Illustrated B-Team spinoff show.
Scared money don't make money.
That's right, folks. Scared money don't make money. The spinoff show from the B-Team with Ben and Brendan making their picks against the spread just like old times, with the addition of Alex Kenkel and his computer model that is featured weekly on jackrabbitillustrated.com. As usual, the B-Team and all Jackrabbit Illustrated podcasts are live on the Jackrabbit Illustrated Facebook and Twitter pages, along with being live on the FCS Fans Nation YouTube channel. Also, if you don't catch us live, be sure to tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or any major podcast outlet in between. As always, the B-Team is brought to you by our title sponsor, Kubota Dealers of South Dakota. If you need a tractor, utility vehicle, construction equipment, zero-turn motors, parts, service, and more, there's always a Kubota dealer near you with 8 locations across the great state of South Dakota. Stop in today and get yourself into some orange equipment. And we would also like to thank our segment sponsor, Cubby's Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Brookings. If the Jacks are out of town and you need a place to watch them, head on down and get some Chislic cheese curds, beer, and burgers. And now, without further ado, scared money don't make money. Welcome back, everybody. It is another Scared Money Don't Make Money. And it's marker week. I don't know. I got nothing this week. I don't know. I was thinking before the show started, like, I have nothing clever to say right now. And I don't know. Not that I'm particularly clever in the first place, but.
Nice sign, Alex. That's very good.
So, you know, I just thought I'd help, you know, with some renderings of maybe a new cover slide for the JIAI artwork.
Yeah. So, you know, I appreciate that. You'll be happy to hear that I do have some new JIAI title slides for you guys to critique. Anyway, yes, it's another edition of Scared Money Don't Make Money. It's NDSU week, marker week. It's exciting. Huge game coming up on Saturday. It's weird how it's the least amount of like luster that this matchup has had, I think, since the start of it, since the D1 transition, I think, for us on our side.
I was gonna say, I think it's on our side, and I think it's partially on our side because we've never been this favored in a game.
That's
before.
What I mean.
Side note, Ron, if we don't make you money, it's because Montana State lost again. And NDSU fans, we talked with Matt Frazee on the B team that NDSU fans don't know how to be the plucky underdog. Like with their extreme amount of confidence they formerly had, once that bubble got burst, like half of them are like, oh, season's over. We're done. Whatever. This game's going to kill. Like they're not bringing the heat like I would be, because it's more fun to punch up than punch down. I don't know what their deal
100%.
I don't think it's like a lack of interest. Seth Meyers says there's little interest. I don't think it's interest. Like, people are interested.
Yeah.
If NDSU wins, it will be obnoxious. It will be obnoxious. You will know exactly how much interest there was.
But I think it's like you said, like, and it's almost like it was down in Frisco where like they were just rolling over and playing dead. Like it's like, come on, like with the stick, like do something. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, there's almost some chatter before Frisco. This week it's just been dead. You know, there was at least some people, oh, Harvest Helmets, oh, Frisco, Fargo South. This week, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Frazee brought up a good point. They haven't won in Brookings since the game day game. So that's been a minute. And they'd probably be louder if this was in Fargo about it. I think there's a lot more resignation because it's in Brookings, because even though we have some losses in the Dana, it is an extremely hard place to play. And it's even harder now when it's packed to the gills. And I think they recognize that. I don't think it's going to,
I don't know. We're supposed to be doing our picks now, but this game makes me nervous because they're going to come out swinging, and I don't know. We'll see how it goes. How's it on Bisonville? I'm scared to look. they're chatty. Don't look. Bisonville used to be at least fun. Like, it was funny. It was still Bisonville, you know, with, you had your nut jobs. Like, there was people 10 years ago thinking they should go to the Big Ten. That's what Bisonville is. Like, don't judge the fan base off of those psychos. But it used to be a lot of fun. I have some really good friends from that place that I met just from talking shit to them. But that place has become unhinged. Like, there is some seriously concerning things that get said on there sometimes. You're like, what is going on? But,
right.
You know,
so yeah.
Saying, don't go on there and start a rumor. They're hiring Brian Ferentz. That's like, we shouldn't do that.
I did tease Matt Frazee about that. About how if they're looking for a new offensive coordinator, yeah.
And speaking of message board things, I just want to give one super sky point, as Super 70 Sports would say, to. From the Any Given Saturday days, back when I started posting on that forum, one of the OGs of that board, Captain Cat, passed away this week. Very sad deal there, but he was an awesome dude. He came to one of the marker games, and I think it might have been you who borrowed a sign line pass, Bill, that game. He had an extra. I don't know if anybody used it. He offered us a sideline pass that he got from Coach Farley, but Bill played for the Panthers back then.
Oh, I remember that guy.
I saw that.
He was a lot of fun. He was a great guy. Really great guy. Passed away. Rest in peace, buddy. So I wanted to give that shout out to him.
I miss those AGS days. I just haven't had enough time to go right. Post down there, but man, when that was rolling, and even the SDSU fans days, I kind of miss those too.
Right.
Like, yeah. But
eventually I'd swear too much on there, and I'd get a swat on the hand. And...
Right. Brian's still mad at our kicker. Sorry, dude.
Hey, you know what? You get to go to A&T's homecoming, which it's not the marker game, but that'll be a lot of fun. That is a bucket list thing. I actually want to go to A&T's homecoming or an HBCU homecoming.
Yeah. All right. So to recap our picks last week, I went 4-4. Brendan went 4-4. The computer also went 4-4. I'm 32-38-2. Brendan is 36-36-2. Computer's 36-27-2. I still got some ground to make up. Brendan's in a 500, and the computer is doing pretty good. We've got a couple non-conference games. We'll go over those quick. Number 4, Furman, going to number 15, Chattanooga. The spread, which I had to double-check and confirm, Chattanooga's favored by a point.
Really? Over Furman?
Yep. I was very surprised by that. Alex, what does your model say?
Am I back to going first? I thought we had ruckus about that last week and cheating. And
I like the flow. I think the model right after I say the spread. Let's do that.
Yep. Perfect. Model is 4/10 in favor of Chattanooga as well. So it is just barely going to take Furman. I agree here. Chattanooga played Western Carolina really close. And Furman kind of handled business against Western Carolina when they still had, without Dustin Reed. Totally lost train of thought there, but I still think Furman will get it done. I still like their defense. I think game like this where it's going to be close, you kind of got to give it to the better defense.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take Furman as well. I mean, give me the balanced team with a better defense in these sort of games, just the consistency that Furman's had. They've had some concerning games for sure. Maybe that's what, the game against ETSU, maybe that's what got, I tried to put it up. No, you put it up. I don't want to put up Kevin's comment. You put it up. Kevin says, Chatty lost running back Ford for the season. This one will not be all that close. I don't know about that. Furman didn't exactly impress against ETSU, but that happens sometimes. So conference games, sometimes stuff comes up and bites you. So yeah, I'm going to take Furman.
Thank you, Ariel, for letting me know that I can go last. I appreciate your permission. Yes, Furman, I think, is the pick here. I'm confident enough that I would drive down across the border and throw a little money on it, because I think the line's off. I mean, I know the model says that it's pretty close, but I think Furman wins this one. I don't know. We'll see what Chad New can do. The other non-conference game of the week, we've got number 7, Sac State, going to number 3, Montana. Montana worked its way all the way up to number 3. We'll see if they can keep it going against a good Sac State team. Montana is favored by 1 at home in this one. What does the model say?
Montana by 1.84. So the model is just barely going to take the Grizz. This one's tricky. I think they're both evenly matched. Sac State's got a little bit of quarterback controversy going on. Who's going to get the start? Is it going to be Conklin or what's the other kid's name? I'm totally drawing a blank here.
The guy who's not going to be playing anymore.
I'm frozen again, aren't I?
Yes, with a disappointed face. With a disappointed face. Hold on. We got to do this. We got to do the thing. No. Put him back on. Put him back on. We're doing this. Oh, you're black. You're just a black. No, get back on here.
God. All right. Well, you guys go ahead and talk about your picks. I'll be back.
Yeah, you be the black pit of sorrow that you are on screen. Oh.
Gone.
I am going to take Montana in this one at home because they have done everything possible to annoy me, and I'm not that sold on Sac being a top 10 team. I'm just not. The games I've watched them ever, I don't know. Like, they're good. I don't think they're necessarily top 5 or necessarily even top 10 good. And Montana has won every game that I want them to lose in annoying fashion. And I think it's predestined that we are going to have annoying Montana fans for the whole season chirping. So Sac is going to do nobody any favors because they never do. And they're going to lose this game to Montana. And we're going to have to hear about Montana fans. We're going to be a top 2 seed. Because all I want for Christmas is Montana in Brookings in the quarterfinals getting their teeth kicked in. But alas, I think Sac State loses. It doesn't help us.
I will take Sac State in this one. I think that they're good enough to beat Montana. I also think that Montana's due to regress back a little bit to their early season form. And so I'm going to go with Sac State. I like the way that they played against Montana State. They showed some good things. They just had a few things go wrong in that game. But, I really do think that Sac State has a chance in this one. So I will go with them.
Ron says, until the Grizz play the Cats. Ron, you guys are the ones who caused this problem. This is your fault.
Do you want to do JIAI now before the Missouri Valley?
Yeah, it's like breaking up the non-conference for the bye week.
Give the people what they want.
Buckle your seatbelts for this title slide, people. I'm sure it's going to be sparkles and rainbows and fireworks.
Buckle up.
Did not think you said buck.
I said buckle up. I wouldn't do that. Now, the problem is
Podfather.
We're now, just going to go.
Now, oh, God.
Relax.
You're good at this. Professional.
You know, if they would make it easier just to share a PowerPoint.
Going as smoothly as your title slide.
All right. We're excited for JIAI. All right.
Look at the inception screen. What?
Look at that.
Even is that going? What is going on?
I don't know, but it's JIAI, baby.
Is it a gunfight with possible space police?
The jackrabbits are fighting the space people. I don't know.
No, one jackrabbit is fighting space people. The other one's literally laying eggs.
Looking strong.
No, it's laying eggs. Those are eggs.
I didn't notice the eggs back there.
If we lose this week,
okay, it is we'll move on from this one then. Fault
for putting the bad juju of laying.
What about this
egg.
One?
J-I.
It looks like it's like a Spanish knockoff brand. It's got the J upside down exclamation point.
Ink rabbits. Yeah. It looks like ink it was going rabbits. For incredible Incredirabbits, and it just went ink rabbits.
All right, so you don't like this one either. All right, fine.
Misspelled state.
There's no pleasing you. I do have a couple more. This one is I kind of like it. The extra dots on the eyes are kind of weird, but I mean they got South Dakota State, right?
Why is
I don't know why there's a horn on. I don't know. It's like they're jackalopes, maybe.
This logo needs to be on a beer accompanied with yodeling.
I like excess yodeling for the three-eared rabbits.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Last but not least, I think this is my favorite. This one's a legit.
That's cool.
Hey, look at you. There it is.
They just have an extra R and an extra B in rabbits. But other than that, I'd say AI pretty much nailed it on this one for a title slide.
You know what my favorite title slide is?
What's that?
The original.
No.
That needs to be the title slide. Like, as fun as this is, I really have a deeper appreciation for the OG title slide. Like the Podfather said, we need to sell framed versions of that.
I agree. So next I did a couple more mascot versions. This one is the Jackrabbit sitting on a throne on top of the FCS.
That's sick.
Like it a lot. The next one we've got is just, I don't know, badass Jackrabbit.
That's pretty cool.
Just, yeah. I mean, AI knows what it's doing a little bit. I don't know why. I tell it exactly how to spell things, and it spells them wrong almost every time.
If we weren't ST Katate. I would buy that as wall art if it wasn't the Dakota
I do like the jacked rabbits on the bottom. But I also asked it to provide a reaction to the game against USD. This is what it came up with.
Looks like he's literally crying blood.
He is. It's,
I thought his mascara was running.
It hurts so bad to lose to SDSU. He's crying blood. This guy, he's got a lot of stuff going on with his face, but he's just a sad South Dakota Coyote fan. I believe next we have
his finger is completely missing up his nose in the middle.
So last,
not to
last
be distracted
week,
by the eyes.
I had
the one below where he has seven fingers.
That's a lot of fingers. I had AI come up with renderings of Brendan and I had a joke for Alex. I tried to get one for you, Alex, but AI just wasn't doing it for me, so I made it myself. So this is not AI rendering. This is Ben rendering. This is exactly what you look like.
It is.
And that is awful. none other than Encino Man, Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. What about Gary Cincy?
No, Gary Cincy. Yeah. It's Brendan.
Gary Cincy, do it.
Early season Brendan Fraser. All right. After that, we've got a preview of the bison matchup. We've got a jackrabbit eating a nice bison steak. He's very excited about it. We've got a jackrabbit laughing at a sad, injured bison.
Is he over his crotch?
Yeah, I think so. And then we've got a jackrabbit leading a bison off a cliff. So anyway, that is it for this week's JIAI. I hope you enjoyed it.
That was some high-end stuff.
Yeah.
This is why people tune in to good stuff right there. Action.
And listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's a great podcast.
We're driving them to YouTube, baby.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Blue likes the AI segment. That's what counts.
As long as Blue likes it, that's what it's about.
Thanks, Zach. Next, we've got for the first Valley matchup, we've got Western Illinois going to number 12 UNI. This is a huge spread, 31. I'm curious to see if the model agrees.
Model is going to take the Panthers. Panthers by 33. Because it is in the dome, I will take UNI as well. Western Illinois loses 23 straight.
That's their streak right now?
They're on 22.
Oh, That's impressive.
They have an identical losing streak as our win streak.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Who's going to break first?
Right? Who's going
to
blink?
You guys, I said that to Borg on the Sunday night show. I've got a bet with a buddy right now. Which one goes first?
That's amazing. I don't know if Western's going to win a game this year. That's for sure. And then, oh, and the sad thing is they're leaving the Valley. So, yeah. Anyway, Brendan, what do you got for a pick on this one? You and I by 31 at home.
Go ahead and give me the Purple Panthers at home. I think Western has given up on the season, as evidence to the
63-0
thorough beating they received. That was like my high school on homecoming every time as when I was playing. It was not good.
I'm surprised they're not. I forget what college it is, but it's a sad deal. They stopped their season because they had a teammate die.
Nichols.
But
Northwestern State.
Northwestern State. I'm surprised Western Illinois just doesn't decide to just cancel their season. People would be like, "Oh, did something sad happen?" No, we're just done. So I gotta pick UNI too. How can you even trust Western Illinois right now? And UNI is playing pretty well. So the next one, we've got number 13, UND, going to Murray State. UND is favored by 17 on the road. What's the model say?
Model is going to take the FN Hawks. They are favored by 18.4. I will not take the FN Hawks personally. Murray isn't like complete dog water. They've won two games this year. They've showed some fight. And the Trees took UND to overtime in the Alaris last year. Honestly, UND had to claw their way back into that game. They are not playing good football right now. They're going to be lucky to make the playoffs.
I am with you, Alex. I picked Murray right last week, which exciting. Big news, everybody.
That's big news.
That is exciting for me. So give me the Racers. I'll take the points. I don't know if they're going to win, but they'll stay within 17. UND, like Alex said, it's like they broke themselves in that game against. They haven't recovered from their own win yet, and I don't see UND being the type of team who can recover on the road. I don't think they're going to lose, but boy, they're lucky they've got two cream puffs after that UNI game, or they'd be in serious trouble.
I'm going to go opposite here. I'm going to go UND.
Well, you have to.
I mean, I think they're a bit of a yo-yo, and it gives me pause because they are on the road. However, I think they can cover 17. I think they win by around 20. So we'll go with UND there. And then we got number 15, Youngstown State, traveling to Indiana State. Youngstown State favored by 20 on the road.
Model will take the Trees. Model says Youngstown by 17. I will diverge from the model again here. I really like Youngstown's passing attack. Youngstown's given a lot of yards up through the air. Indiana State did this weird thing last week where Chambers is finally healthy. Missouri Valley player of the year last year. Been super good when healthy this year. And they've got this Elijah Owens they keep wanting to split time with for God knows what reason. Maybe he's got inappropriate pictures of the coach on a hard drive somewhere. I don't know. But unless they ride Chambers, I don't know that they will get it done.
I don't know. It's hard to argue with their success. They almost won at UND. That is one of the more difficult places to win in the Valley, even when UND sucks. So it's a 20-point spread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the Trees in this one. I think they can keep it close and possibly concern the sharply dressed Little Birds as well.
Yeah, I think it's tough to trust Indiana State, but I think they've shown enough that I feel pretty confident, actually, in a 20-point spread. I will go ISU as well.
They're doing the opposite of Western Illinois, and they're like galvanizing more as opposed to giving up and throwing in the white towel.
So right.
That's a good sign for next year for Indiana State. But
definitely. Next up, we've got the only Missouri Valley matchup without a ranked team As we talked about in our podcast on Monday night, there are 7 Missouri Valley teams in the top 15, which is crazy. Illinois State goes to Missouri State, and this was another surprising one for me. Missouri State is favored by 1.5.
So the model is going to take the Redbirds, but not by much, because the model says the Bears by 1. They've had a good passing offense. Jacob Clark is still not back at this point. If he does come back, it might be Jordan Pacheco's job to lose. He's played really well this year. I've been a big fan of what he's done. But Illinois State is playing for their playoff lives, whatever they have left. Brock Spack's a good coach. Zach and Akstad's a good quarterback. Give me the Redbirds personally.
I'm going to take Missouri State to end their season. They haven't been playing bad. And
to end Illinois State's chances of the playoffs, you're saying?
Yep, I think so. I'm going to take them.
I was going to say, to end their whole season, they'd have to beat them like real bad.
Shut up.
I don't know. I mean, I want to trust Illinois State here. I think I'm going to. I think Illinois State keeps the playoff push alive. I'll take Illinois State. Next, we have number 9 USD against number 8 Southern Illinois. This is a huge matchup in terms of seeding potential. I think the winner of this one has a very good inside track to a seed. The loser has an interesting rest of the season. And so Southern Illinois is favored at home by 7.
Interesting. The model is going to say Southern Illinois by 9. So the model is going to take Southern Illinois. This probably could be a pretty low scoring game if USD can return to form. I don't like them to not let one loss become 2. I think it's a pretty young team. I think they might be a little down on themselves versus SIU is a very good team and is probably going to come out ready to play. Nick Hill's going to have them ready to play. I would take the Dogs by 7 in this one. The Karen Dogs, not the Mangy Dogs.
I am going to take the Sock Lukies. Emotional loss for USD. I think they're going to be completely flat coming out of the gate. I don't think USD has the offense to put up a lot of points, and I'm not a huge believer in that defense either. I like the Slukies at home here. USD has always been similar to UND, where they don't play well on the road. And this year they really haven't either. Outside the NDSU game, they haven't done really all that much, where NDSU players after the game were admitting, yeah, we just thought we could kind of roll our helmets out and win. So I'm going to take the Salukis to win by 10.
I like SIU as well. I like Seth Meyer's point here of, you know, Salukis have the defense to make JSD work for every yard on offense. 100%. I think that, you know, USD is predicated on big plays like we saw. We held them to 0 big plays and then only got 3 points. And I think SIU can do the same thing. I think SIU and props to Stone for pointing this out. And we saw it in our game against them. They've got the best defensive backfield in the Missouri Valley. Maybe one of the top ones in the FCS. Those guys are very good. They cover very well. They tackle very well. I don't think USD is going to score enough points. And I think Southern Illinois can do enough to win, like you said, by 10 to 14, somewhere in there. So I'll go with Southern Illinois as well.
PJ Jules is a dog. He's safety leader of that secondary. He is a freaking stud.
Got 30 seconds, Ben.
And last but not least, we've got number 11 NDSU going to obviously number 1 SDSU in Brookings. SDSU is favored by 11.5.
Ooh.
Model says good guys by 9.7, so the model will take the homeless cows in this one. I'll be a homer in this one. I think we weather the storm in the first quarter. I think we play a really good second quarter on back end. I like us by 13-14 here.
Yeah, I'm going to side with the model on this. I think Will Kroll said earlier that this might be the most intense one yet on the field. And I agree with that. I think our players will bring the intensity they always have. I don't think NDSU always is desperate and has ever been desperate in this game. And this game is going to make or break their season, to be honest. If NDSU manages to win the marker, then all of a sudden everything they wanted is right back in front of them. The seed mm-hmm. works. If they lose this game, it really is they're in trouble as far as what they think they can accomplish, because they always think they can win a national title. So that's pretty much over, because they're not going on the road and winning all the way through. So it's going to be a desperate game. It'll be a close game. They do have the capability on offense to keep our offense off the field, which has been done in the past to us by Montana State and Southern Illinois. So I think we pull it out, but I think it's going to be closer than a lot of us think, because they're going to play keep away. I don't think they're going to score a ton of points, but I think they're going to play keep away. And with the rules of the clock not stopping, they're going to sit on that ball and turtle, because that's Roll's favorite thing in the world. And then eventually we'll end up beat them in the second half again.
Did you make a pick?
I said I'm taking NDSU.
Okay, got you. I was just making sure I didn't. You got mad at me last time when I thought I had one of your picks wrong. So I want to make
you
sure
did
I
have one it. Of my picks wrong last time.
No, I was looking at the model, not your picks. Anyway,
No way.
We're gonna get copyright infringed by that guy. Kevin Marshall says 31-17. Jim says they need to score each time with the ball. So you're talking about NDSU. Joe Christensen says SDSU by 24. Jacksonville State fan says SDSU by 9 and a national championship. A little early to call that, but I like it. I think that SDSU is going to smell blood in the water. I think they see a wounded Bison team, and I don't think they're going to have any mercy. I think they're going to see it as an opportunity to pounce on them. And I'll take SDSU by 17 to 20, I think. I think that, some of the stuff we talked about on Monday, where they don't have the tackling to stop our run game. They don't have the D line to compete with our offensive line. And I don't think they have the offensive line to compete with our D line. So, I mean, as we saw for years and years, NDSU won games in the trenches. That's what we're doing now. We're winning games in the trenches with our amazing offensive line, our amazing defensive line. And it would take, in my opinion, it would take quite a bit to go wrong. I think we would have to have a couple turnovers at least. They're going to have to hit on a big play or two. And like I said, I'll take SDSU to cover the spread here.
Well, if we get the opportunity, Jimmy is not going to be merciful in this game. He 100%. hates NDSU, and I love it.
Look at the way we ended the USD game. Like,
yeah, and that, let's be honest, that's a team that annoys him more than he hates.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He was not about to kneel that ball. Like,
no, Chase, go out there and run it.
Man, I mean, if we jump on him right away, I honestly could see Jimmy remembering that, 49 is the most points they've had scored on him since the 1800s, huh? Bet. I could see him doing that. And, like, boy, I've been thinking for a long time, NDSU fans didn't like Eck. Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if love we're this at, guy.
If we're at 43 late in the game, they might just put the starters back in and start to sling it.
I could see him keeping the starters out all game to prove a point. Like, I hope he doesn't, he won't lose his head or anything, but you hope he doesn't just for injury stuff. But
great point, Seth Meyer. 50 Butterburger. That's what we need to see. I would love to see that. It's not likely. I mean, NDSU, they're still a good team.
They are a good team still.
And Zach says, I don't know how NDSU is going to slow down SDSU's offense. The defense struggled against the run 100%.
Yes.
Yes. It's their D line up front just isn't getting enough, you know, they're not winning the line of scrimmage, and then their back end just isn't tackling well. So I completely agree. Yeah, I'm not calling a Butterburger, but I would enjoy it very much. Just like I enjoy Culver's Butterburgers, Brookings and Watertown.
I like T&D Big Jax's comment. That's just great. That Odin favors the Vikings of the South.
I like it.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, we're already. Oh, go ahead, Alex.
So I got one thing before we skedaddle here. I'm trying to find Corey Mensch's comment and throw it back up here from earlier. But he asked Ariel if she goes down to the casino and bets money against what we all say on here.
She should fade me, and she'd be doing pretty good this year.
She's a big gambler. Yeah,
I'm supposed to inform everybody that Beth is not only beating me in our work NFL Pick'em League, but she is actually tied for the lead with a guy at work that is like very knowledgeable, makes good bet of money sports gambling. So she wanted that to be made public record.
So how mad is she that I put the poll up and you had to unblur the background?
She wasn't that upset.
Who had to clean the office? You or her?
I did. Well, I said I would, and then work got in the way, and she ended up doing most of it. Like most.
Oh, you are gonna hear about that. Yes.
Did you see Deb's comment here? Deb Gronowski chimed in. She says, "I just want to win." Hashtag LFG says Ryan. Yes, let's go, Jax.
As long as Deb and Ryan are watching the show, everything's gonna be all right. It's gonna turn out okay. I think
100%.
Yep.
Yeah. I like it. All right. Well, we're way past 30 minutes. Thank you, everybody. One good one
from Zach. Hold on.
What's he got?
I need Amar to get some damn carries this weekend. Somebody keeps taking the thing away from me.
Not me.
I need Amar to get some damn carries this weekend. Give him 12 to 16 carries against the Bison. Yeah, he's a killer of them.
I would love to see it.
He just eats them a lot. But I think I with the way their tackling's going, man, I think liar, liar. She sees you, Alex. She's watching.
Oh, yeah. Don't get far with anything around
this
here.
This is great. I can't wait for the wives spinoff show, but we are late. So Ben, you want to go?
All right. Like Jim Poppin says, like we always say, go big, go blue,
go Jacks.
We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. We would also like to once again thank our sponsors, the Kubota Dealers of South Dakota, Culver's of Brookings and Watertown, Jackrabbit Central, and Colby Sports Bar and Grill. And as always, go Jacks.